Hello. My name is Joachim Nünschloss, and I would like to ask you where you come from, where you live, and so on. We start probably with your name.
Okay. My name is Napoli Paul Langer from South Sudan. I prefer like Sudan is better than. And I came here 2012, and I seek asylum in Braunschweig, if I pronounce that well, Braunschweig, yeah? And then I transferred to Hannover. But after that, we got, of course, like, you know, the situation of lagers are not okay. Then I came out after 1 month to join the movement. So right now, since 2012, I'm in Berlin, in Oranienplatz, in the movement. So, yeah, we came now from there. I joined them from, yeah.
So, what's your feeling, and how was the experience with this boats here on the couple that are, and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I feel good because this is now we are bringing the problem into the visibility, you know, to let people know what the refugees, or especially women refugees in Lagos. I can say all the refugees, you know, we have different movement, and now we as a woman, we came out and say, you know what, we cannot stand it anymore. We have to let the world know what's the situation in Lagos, because Lagos is not the place for human being, you know. So that's why, of course, in a rough, it's very, you know, very, very scary. And sometimes the you know, the wave and the big ships, and then sometimes we're stuck on the, you know, on the middle of the river. It's scary, of course. For me, especially, I don't know how to swim. Sometimes we say, okay, this is the end of my life here, but, you know, so now we are here. I'm really very glad I can see this, but to the situation, you cannot compare to this. You know, the same thing here, you can sing, just, you know, finish at the same time, and also in the lager, the same, you know. So, yeah, I'm very happy to be here and let the people know what we are going through.
What do you think about the asylum policy in Germany?
There is no asylum at all, I can see, because it's not, you know, in a human way that they put us. They put us in a cage, you know. This is what we say. If Germany, you know, opened the door for the asylum seekers who are seeking for the, you know, protection from their countries or something, you open the door for these people, you have to provide them, you know, the way that human being can be, and to feel free, to feel home, not to be like, you know, having homesick and having trauma, you know. So we are adding problem to the problem, that they open the door and at the same time they, you know, they close the door. And they also practice this in, you know, when they have, Germany was having a wall between East and West. But now they extended this wall, they break the wall in Germany, but they extend it, you know, to us. So that's why no policy at all, because right now, if you can see, like, I don't have freedom of movement, you know. I have just to be in where they want me to be, which is not also, you know, freedom of movement. I don't understand this. Why should I not move anywhere? I'm in Germany. So why? And if you see Article 13 in Human Rights Declaration, what it says you should be, you know, where you are, or, you know, between your territory of Germany or something. But now you can see. And then also, like, they are talking of integration. What do you integrate people for? Is it for putting them in a lager, putting them isolated from the people, putting them not to move, putting them not to practice, even to go to the market and buy by themselves, not to work? How can I integrate myself in this? I don't have education, I don't have work, anything, you know. So we left our rights where we were. You know, in Sudan, for example, you know that there is war. But at least, if not war, we have freedom there, you know. But when I came here, I left freedom in my country, and I was expecting that, you know, to go to, you know, here at least I will have democracy, that practiced by everybody. I will have human rights, but I got there is no democracy, there is no human rights, there is no integration, there is no nothing, you know. So we are just another people. I'm not, you know, and I don't feel me myself. But right now, to be activist also and to be like, right now, we are free, we are breaking all these laws. For example, me, I break the resident flag since 2012, and I went to Berlin, and now I'm needed in a court that I violated or, you know, break the resident flag, which means I'm a criminal, but I'm very happy to face them in the court, you know, and I struggle for my right. I'm very happy, even if I go to prison or, you know, whatever it comes, I will die honored for my right and the right of the others. So that's why I'm very happy, and I see that one day the change will come, because anyway the change is coming. There is no change, you know, there is nothing is stick on its position, because if you go to the former time, the empires and all these, those who are powerful, where are they? Because the change due to the you know, generation. And then you change. You don't have to say, you know, this is our generation, I mean. And then that, their generation and all this kind of thing, we have to accept that there is change. And also the very important thing, they should know that they are also the one who put the hands to our countries, you know. Like, for example, exporting the whatever, the weapons, guns, and tanks, for what? To do what? To fight our brothers and sisters. Now they were there, and then they, you know, we run here. For me, I was not expecting to be in Germany, because I love to be in my country and work there. I was working as activist. I go everywhere I want, but due to the war, I cannot able to make it. Please, we need to be we and to practice. We are, you know, full of talents that we can also support the German society, German people, because anyway we are here, we love to be here, and we love to have our sisters and brothers like you and to work together to give development or to bring the change to this world. This is what I need, you know. I don't hate the government, but I hate what the government are doing. Let them take all these things to be, you know, who we are now. So the women are standing with their power, and something will come. If not today, tomorrow, or after tomorrow, something will change.